So we were driving along toward Christmas in a rinky mix of slush and ice and half-baked snowflakes. It seemed to me that sand was falling too, if that's possible. My son smelled like peppermint sticks, my wife like a Christmas tree, and I smelled vaguely of prisoners because I was wearing my old sweater. Now maybe prisoners don't smell like my old sweater, but that's how I was feeling. Not too sunny, more Grinch than Santa, more early Scrooge than late. And yet, here we were, heading into the very heart of Christmas. The first thing we did when we got to Woodstock was not park for a long time. We shuffled along behind the other latecomers, hoping we wouldn't miss the great Wassail Parade, which I called Wassail, my wife called Wessel, and my son called Waffles. But we parked finally beside a dry riverbed somewhere near the moon and dashed along until we crossed a covered bridge and found ourselves there, on Main Street in Woodstock, as close to the substance that Time magazine might call Christmassiness as you can get. The Wassail Parade is a horse parade, both medieval and Dickensian. No batons are twirled, no dancing clowns. It's a stately, dreamlike affair. The riders wear holiday costumes or period garb. There are lots of top hats and flowing capes and feathers. But despite the spectacle, I still wasn't feeling it, as this secret surveillance audio I obtained from myself reveals, as I snuck away to get coffee and left my recorder on.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half a broom.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a dear. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
While I was a bad banana with a greasy black peel, my wife and son have been filled with this excelsior of Christmas spirit since before Thanksgiving, a kind of golden, glittery mood that had passed me by entirely. "Christmas is in here, son," the old-timer tells the jaded kid in every Christmas classic. Then he taps the kid right on the Christmas heart with his Christmas finger.
"Just remember, the true spirit of Christmas lies in your heart."
"Not in my heart, Tom Hanks, Santa Claus." We went along next to the church to listen to the a cappella singing group, The Ten. They sang beautifully, and to be fair, we did arrive a little late, and so I guess we stumbled upon the tropical medley section of the performance.
"Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money and they'll break your heart."
This isn't very Christmassy.
I was trying my hardest, but it kept going on and on. While I didn't have a useful old-timer to jab me in the Christmas heart, the Wassail schedule showed that they were going to set fire to the Yule log and light the massive memory tree and sing Christmas carols on the green. Even the stoniest among us would have to soften. There was a little feedback problem until the old accordion player blasted the wicked circularity into oblivion. It wasn't the accordion player's fault. He was very good and jolly. The fire was vast and warm. The tree was triangular and tall and well lit. Everyone was smiling and crowding the fire and very Christmassy. But for some reason, that accordion was shooting rusty daggers directly into my head.
"There's one thing I hate, all the noise, noise,
noise, noise.
It would have been right there. If I'd been a green cartoon character and had a sled and lived on Mount Crumpet, that I would have tied some antlers to my left boot and headed down into Whoville to see some who's about a what that I hope to not. Everyone's singing, all pressed close, the fire bright, a deep-eyed yellow, the tree glowing with memories, the accordion bullets shooting into my head. And that's when it hit me. Woodstock was Whoville, and I was the Grinch. Look, some years you're sliding down the chimney. You're always merry and always bright. But some years you're racing down Mount Crumpet. If you're ever going to have your heart grow two sizes too big, you have to let it also be two sizes too small. But clarity is helpful. Knowing you're the Grinch, you can just relax. There's nothing you can do that will stop those who's from singing. The word of mouth, high atop Mount Crumpet, I'm Sean Hurley.
Christmas Day will always be.